French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is biscotti. In these times of worry, confusion, and even the sense of confinement, it is good to look back with gratitude to the people who have made life marvelous as well. It is especially nice when it is a local hero who our community was so very proud of. I was a longtime fan of the brilliant Maida Heater. She blew my mind through her cookbooks back when we were still living down in Key West. I'll never forget a cake out of one of Maida's classic books that included white pepper, revolutionary, a hot spice in a dessert. It worked like a spell. She emboldened us to try other desserts involving non-traditional ingredients when I was still the chef of Louis' Backyard. Our pastry chef, Sue Porter, was also an ardent fan. She might even have said a disciple of Miss Heater's, like many pastry chefs across the land. Home bakers, too. Maida's cookbooks flew off the shelves, and she toured the country to educate people from coast to coast with her chutzpah and grace. I had never tasted her biscotti back then. That changed one afternoon on South Beach at the Betsy Ross Hotel on Ocean Drive, now known as the Betsy. I had found out that Maida had quietly been in and had dinner the night before. I was working in my little office that doubled as a storage room and wondering how no one on our staff had recognized this genius of American cooking to let me know she was there so I could thank her and send her some of my culinary inspirations. A knock came at my door. I yelled, "It's not locked!" And in walked Maida Heater, just like on the cover of her books, radiantly smiling. She had driven back over to the restaurant to thank me. On top of that, she handed me two bags of her homemade biscotti, one blonde, one dark. It began the beginning of a beautiful relationship. From a website named The Nibble, I read this. The popular Italian cookie traces its origins to Roman times. The word biscotto derives from bis, Latin for twice, and coctum, or baked, which became cotto, or cooked. The Roman biscotti were more about convenience food for travelers rather than a pleasurable treat for leisurely diners. Unleavened, finger-shaped wafers were baked first to cook them, then a second time to completely dry them out, making them durable for travel and nourishment for the long journeys. Pliny boasted that they would be edible for centuries. Biscotti were a staple of the diet of the Roman legions. I realized that the bland biscuits or rusks that our grandmother ate when her apron strings were getting a little tight were related to Maida's biscotti. It is amazing what a few changes in ingredients can do. Maida changed my life. She introduced me to Jason Epstein, who came to dinner with her at Amano within the Betsy Ross Hotel. He subsequently offered me a book contract with Random House, where he reigned. It took me a few years to write that book. In the interim, he wrote an article for Condé Nast Traveler that featured Joe Stonecrab and Amano. Maida got an early copy and drove back over to read it aloud to me while we ate some of her biscotti. I was in heaven. Thank you, Maida. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.